If you could work at the grocery store for the rest of your life and be fine, would you want to do that?
Absolutely the hell not. Absolutely the hell not.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the To-Do List Season 3, Episode 8, Season Finale. Today, we're going to be talking about summer jobs. So, summer jobs are crazy to say the least. If you can work during the school year and hold a job, you're probably going to end up working with people who are tamer and can handle responsibility. But once summer comes around, all bets are off and you get into crazy situations. So that's what we're going to be talking about on this episode. So we have special guest with us. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, everybody. My name is Nick.
Nick. Hello, Nick.
Nick won our Instagram contest. He had the best story. So we're just going to jump in and go around the table and just tell some of our best summer job stories.
Jake, you want to kick us off being the Instagram winner?
Yeah, I'll kick us off. So this is the story I told you guys. Most of my stories are going to be about customers because I worked in grocery and customers are the most entertaining part of the job. I had a guy come through. I was working a graveyard shift. I think it was like 11:30 at night at the store. We were about to close. And this guy comes through the lane and he literally drops a wad of change, says the exact amount, I forget how much it was, and all he scanned was a pack of Magnums. The man had the exact change ready off the dome as he was going through. He dropped the change and left.
That, to me, it sounds like he's done it before.
Oh, yeah.
Either he's done it before or that was his first time and he just didn't want to talk about any like interaction at all, so he came literally off the beat ready to have everything he needed just to make it as quick as possible.
He was an older guy. I think this is not his first time going around.
Oh, it's not his first rodeo. Dude, that would be so, like,
older guy.
Imagine you don't have the correct, like, you're missing, like, a dollar for a pack of condoms. And you're just at the register, like, this is very awkward considering what I'm buying here and that I don't have enough bread. Dude, I'd run out the store.
Yeah, I think the best strategy is if you're ever embarrassed, just buy, like, a birthday card or something with it. The cashier is going to think it's a joke.
Yeah.
See, the other thing with that about summer jobs, late night on in the summer, you just never know what you're gonna get. Like, just think about all the things you do in the summer, just late at night, rolling with your friends. Yeah, I mean, you never know. I can think of so many things, just like random summer adventures. I mean, you never know what the heck you're gonna come up with. I mean, I'm sure Nick, you got some probably other.
Bro, I feel like working at a Wawa during the summer would be crazy because, like, you know, a bunch of kids are just going to roll through and just start doing stupid shit at, like, 11 o'clock.
You never know what the heck you're going to get into.
They're going to get into a lot of stuff. Like, you're going to run into people that are high, coming just straight into the Wawa, trying to get as much food as they can. Like, it's going to be wild.
Dude, that's, the goal of summer, though. Like, if you're in high school or even in college, I mean, like, if you're not doing anything serious, at least me and my friends, we would just try to plan to do the stupidest stuff possible that wasn't illegal and then go out and do that.
Do you have a story to back that up? Or
I mean, I got a story to back that up about stupid stuff that we just did during the summer.
Go ahead, Jason.
All right, so my boys and I would always do this, like, barbecue stuff. And we'd always, like, try to just, like, meet up at night and, like, you know, try to, like, just barbecue at one of our friends' houses up in PA. And we'd basically just, like, pull up to the Giant, like Nick's like grocery store, just like pull up and just buy all this like meat and like just random stuff, and we just like start cooking out and grilling and just having a good time. So like basically you see like six teenagers coming to the store buying like $100 worth of meat, like you act like it's gonna be a real thing. It's just such a wild experience.
I really thought that had something to do with the job.
Nah, bro. The only job I have is the law office. I got a summer job coming up this time, but it's going to be like a more serious thing. It's like an actual internship. So I don't really have like, you know, the summer job story.
I've had people come up to me and do stupid stuff. So most of my stories revolve around me working at a water park in my town. So like I worked not grounds crew, but it was kind of like entrance park duty.
Security?
That's what I'm thinking. I feel like entrance park is security, you know?
Well, like I had like three separate operations. I was something like that. I had to do park people some days. I did bag check other days.
You kind of sound like a glorified bouncer.
Yeah, low key. It was kind of fun, I'm not gonna lie. But I would have kids, like when I'm working at Bag Check, like they know me because they go to high school with me. So you can't have food in the park, right? And they just come with like coolers full of stuff. Like thinking like, oh, I know this kid, he's gonna let me slide. I'm like, bro, my manager is standing right over my shoulder. I'm not letting you come in with a whole pack of hot dogs. Where are you grilling those in the park, bro?
I just eat them straight out the bag.
Dude, and then there were some times when we would get like party buses full of people because you can like reserve Habanas and stuff like that. But you had to like also pay to bring in food to the park. But this was probably the worst run water park in America. I don't know how they stay in business, but they make bank every year, bro. It's crazy. But everyone just like finesses the system. Like if you have 30 people carrying in like trays of food, who is stopping you, bro? It's not me at Bag Check. I'm stopping you, bro. And then the managers come to me. They're like, why did you let these guys in? I was like, they're a party. And they said that they went through you. How am I supposed to check? You don't even like talking your walkie talkies. What am I supposed to do? That's the headassery I ran into with going through high school kids in my job.
Wait, Ethan, I could have sworn you had a story about some dude like getting a gun into the park or something.
Yeah, I heard something either about a gun or like a bomb throw or something like dude, that. That's what I heard.
All right, so
I remember this.
That did happen, but sadly, I was not in the job. Otherwise, if this is the thing, if I was on the job, this story wouldn't have probably happened, and then I would have no good stories to tell. So, like I said earlier, like you get like the dumb kids working these jobs. Because they're minimum wage and they don't take a lot of like brain power, skill, effort, right? So this kid's working Bag Check. And this kid also, like, he's probably like the worst on our team of operations. Like, he doesn't know left from right. Like, it's so this kid gets some off duty cop in line who opens his bag, sees a Glock in the bag.
Nice.
And proceeds to let him into the park, no questions asked. No, can you bring this back to your car? I heard that the cop, I don't even know if it was a cop, to be honest, because I've never heard a cop doing this. The cop said something like, oh, I need to have my gun on me at all times. I don't know if that's true or not. Nick, your dad's a cop, right?
Yeah, cops are allowed to carry pretty much anywhere.
Word, but do they, like, is it? I guess it would be different necessity. In different states, but like, do you know of a law that says that you have to have the piece on you at all times?
Not requirement, but I'm pretty sure there's a law where cops are allowed to carry basically anywhere.
All right. So he's not required, but he can.
Yeah, he just chooses to stay strapped at all times.
Dude, also, like, though, is he strapped if this man's carrying it in his bag, like with his towels? Like, his kid gonna whip out a towel and dry himself off from the pool, and this man's just
gonna go dropping all over the concrete.
Exactly, yeah, like, that doesn't seem very secure to me.
Dude, people would go crazy. But no, actually, this story gets worse. So he doesn't even call a manager or anything to, like, double check, like, bro, Ken, is this okay? Like, he had the walkie next to him. Doesn't do that. Then later on, when managers start doing their rounds and like checking on everyone, he tells them, right? He's like, yeah, so this off-duty cop came and he was like, he needed to bring the gun to the park, so I let him. This manager started bugging out on this kid. And then it got worse. The kid after the manager left to try to like fix this whole situation, the kid goes on the walkie. And mind you, every single employee has a walkie-talkie in the water park. So like grounds crew and like janitorial crew, they're spread out all over and they have their volumes up. This kid said, yeah, we have a gun in the park. Bro, absolutely crazy, bro. We got so many complaints that day. And the worst part about it is they never found the guy. They never found the off-duty cop. This, like, it's not even that big of a water park. And they couldn't find the guy. So, honestly, it's a good thing that he was an off-duty cop, I guess. Because otherwise,
I mean, I feel like I would have asked for a badge or something, at least, before just let the homie walk in.
I'm guessing he showed it to him. Probably. Otherwise, that kid was, if he didn't show it to him and he let it in the park, that kid is dumber than I thought, bro. But
Or worse comes to worse, he's a gangster and they just had to bring him to like some underground tunnels to get him the hell away from the city.
Yeah, that could have happened.
He wasn't actually a cop, he just knows a couple people.
He just turns the slide into the tube and goes into the sewer instead.
The underground system, the underground tunnel system is just located in the water park.
The water slide,
top of the water slide, like 90 degrees before you pull the lever, it shoots into a different direction.
That's nuts.
Bro, Adam, did you work at a baseball park or something?
I did. I sold lemonade and cotton candy at a minor league baseball stadium. But, okay, hold on. So, do you want to hear just a dreaded story or do you want to hear like an insane story? Because I was planning on telling the other story. I can tell both if you want.
I want to hear a dreaded story first.
Dreaded? Okay. So, at this minor league baseball stadium, right, my role was worked for like a private contractor, right? So, like, I worked for a guy who was hired by the stadium to run a lemonade stand. All the lemonade stand sold was lemonade and cotton candy. That was it. So before the games, right, obviously, lemonade is really not that hard to make. Like, our lemonade was literally just sugar water and fresh squeezed lemons. That's all the lemonade is, right?
All you need.
Exactly. And all cotton candy is sugar. It's literally just flavored sugar. So the lemonade part wasn't that difficult to make. Before, we just had to like fill up these giant jugs of water, make sure the sugar was like right proportions or whatever, put it in the fridge in the behind the stadium, cool, whatever. The cotton candy was a whole other story. So we had to like take out the sugar, right, and like pour it into the center of the funnel. And I don't know if you guys have ever seen a cotton candy machine, but it's like that giant tub.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing gets hot and it spins like super fast. And then it just, through the air and the sugar and the heat or whatever, it just starts to like circulate around the outside. And you gotta take the cone, you gotta do the little circle motion, right? So it takes a little bit of practice to get the hang of. But what's worse than actually doing it is we did it in the garage under the stadium, okay? Now, mind you, this is the middle of July and August in New Jersey. So it's 85, 90 degrees and 80% humidity. Like, it is no fun. And we are in the uncirculated garage that's sticky and musty and is never cleaned. And I'm probably, good thing I don't work there anymore because I'd probably get fired for this.
That just sounds like so many health violations. Right,
yeah,
there.
Don't actually, if the ever hears this, I'm really sorry. But anyway, so it was nuts. And it was so hot down there that one day I was making cotton candy and I was like, I want to test how bad it is down here. So I took, after you make the cotton candy, you like put it in the plastic sleeve, right? Mm-hmm. And that's how you serve it. So instead, I just didn't put it on the plastic sleeve and just stuck it in the board. Literally 5 minutes later, I turn around. It was so hot in that garage that the cotton candy, all it is sugar, melted off of the stick and condensed into a ball of rock sugar onto the cone.
Nice.
It was so humid that the sugar consolidated and just like dripped and hardened onto the cone. So well, it was lollipop unreal. What did you say?
I said it was a lollipop. That's
serving lollipops.
Yes. It was brutal. It was so bad down there. And then you're sweating and the cotton candy's sticky and hot and it gets all over your body, like up your nose, in your ears, all over your clothes. And then you had to go upstairs and walk around and sell lemonade. It was, oh my gosh.
Now, Adam, did you ever have the temptation to take your finger and put it and move it around the machine to cover your finger in cotton candy?
You know, I never did, actually.
Oh, did you do any cotton candy tricks? Because I saw some TikTok or some YouTube video of some dude doing like cotton candy swirls. He was like swirling it all around.
Never. No, not that.
You didn't get experimented.
I mean, I got to the point where like, I could make it in different shapes. I mean, you could like make it long, you could make it thick.
Fire still.
That is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that job was fun because, I mean, I was just, like, walking around a baseball stadium all day. But it was also brutal, sitting in that garage for hours on end. And then, I mean, nobody tips, so.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a time.
This is probably one of the crazier stories I had from working there. So, working in retail and more specifically grocery, you kind of learn how an interaction with a customer is going to work out before you even start talking to them. Like, as soon as they start walking down your lane, you can just tell. This one lady, it's like, I don't know, probably 1 o'clock on like a Tuesday or something. This lady walks down my lane and she's wearing a shirt that just the only thing on it is just Jesus saves. Oh God, here we go. She starts setting things down. It gets to the point where like she can start heading over to pay, and she starts looking through me, not looking at me. I literally felt like she was looking through my soul. We make eye contact for about 5 seconds. I'm trying to figure out what the hell she's trying to say or do or anything. And finally she breaks the silence. She's like, "Do you believe in Jesus?" It's like, lady, I make minimum wage. I'm paid to go boop, nothing else. I mean, sure, I'm somewhat religious. Go for it. She's like, "Have you read your Bible verses?" No, not really. "Have you gone to church?" I'm pretty sure if I go to church anytime soon, I would burst into flames. But I was like, "No, I haven't been in a while." And she was like, "You should start going to church more and reading your Bible verses." And at this point, I'm so jaded with the job. I just entertain people. I was like, "All right, why should I start doing that?" She's like, "Because Jesus is coming soon, and she's going to save all of the redeemed souls."
Jesus.
Like, yeah, quite literally. Oh, yep. She thinks he's about to come down and bring on the goddamn rapture.
So you worked, how long did you work at the supermarket?
I worked, this summer would be 2 years, and I only worked on breaks.
Okay, word. Okay.
So like I would work through the summer, go home or go to school, and then go for the winter, rinse, repeat.
Do you ever have to stock stuff? Because I've heard people had to stock stuff, and it's just terrible.
I've had to stock stuff on occasion. It's actually really easy. It's probably the easiest job there.
It's just like it's tedious. Like, the whole day.
Dude, I would start throwing shit in the aisles. Like, I'm not placing those like nicely.
Bro. Yeah. So,
did you ever like? Were there any just regular like tweaks that came in?
Yeah, actually, we had a lady who would come through. Pretty sure she still does come through. Older lady in a motorized wheelchair. And what she would do is she would buy like a normal order of groceries somewhere between like, you know, 100, 150 bucks. That was like the standard. She would pay for that normally. And then she would buy like 30 bucks worth of yogurt cups. These yogurt cups are probably 75 cents a piece. And she bought 30 bucks worth of them. And she only paid in small bills and change.
So what I'm hearing is she eats yogurt for every meal.
Probably. Well, she's got normal groceries, too.
Well, yeah, but she's got to at least eat yogurt for dessert or something.
That's a lot of yogurt.
Every meal, because like, she can't get through all the yogurt. Either that or she's eating like four cups of yogurt a morning.
Yogurt doesn't stay a while, either.
Dude, 30 packs of yogurt? That's kind of OD.
Also, like, her signature was small bills and change, like, not a credit card or, like, big bills.
I think she was actually like a musician in like the downtown part of my back home, and like that was tip money and everything. But I have no idea to this day where it comes from.
Tip money for the
yogurt. I guess.
All right, yogurt lady, we see you.
Dude, that's kind of funny. Did you ever have any like since you worked? I'm guessing the grocery store was like in the town that you lived in.
Yeah, I live right across the street from it.
Word. So did you have any, like, your friends just come and just mess with you?
My God. So much. I had one of my boys, Mike, if you're listening to this, whenever this drops, he came through with his girlfriend. And I at the time was working self-scan, so I had a little bit more flexibility in my job. So I was able to, like, float around, interact with people if necessary. He comes up to me, is like, as loud as he could, he's like, "Do you guys have anal lube?"
Bro.
Entire store to hear. I'm like, I have no idea. And he asked again. And the funniest part is, I was the least embarrassed because, as it turns out, his grandparents were right there.
Bro.
Yeah. So he was trying to pull my leg just for grandma and grandpa to be right around the corner from him.
Bro.
Damn.
That's bad.
Backfired. Oh,
yeah, just a little bit.
I got you. So, the baseball stadium was 2 summers ago. So, last summer, I worked landscape. So, I mowed lawns, did, you know, yard care, that type of stuff. So, the job was 8 to 4, hot days, working, like, manual labor. It got brutal at times, but I also made really good money. So, it was like, some days obviously were worse than others, but this one day, I mainly worked with my one buddy who I played baseball with. He's 2 years older than me, but he was like home for the summer as well. So we mostly did work together. And this one day, it was right after a big storm. So the kid who owns the company, he like lives right on the corner from me. He graduated. He's only a few years older than us. I mean, he built this company out of his garage. He he's doing very well for himself. But part of his thing, and part of the reason he does so well is because he hustles. He tells stories about when he was younger, he would wake up at like 4 or 5 a.m., go mulch somebody's yard before school, like before the sun was up. I mean, like, he was out there making money moves, right? So a storm comes through, knocks down our neighbor's tree, and this tree is completely uprooted across their fence, right? Fence destroyed. But the thing is, it wasn't across any housing or any power lines or anything like that. But he decides it has to be removed that day. So we come into work as normal and it starts downpouring. And he's like, nah, like, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. We're like, okay, where are we going? Because sometimes we didn't know where the job site was. So we drive. Job site is in our neighborhood. We go into this back of this yard and we start cutting down this tree. Chainsaws, lugging branches to and from the yard. And we're like, okay, like, it is definitely about to start downpouring. Sure enough, downpours. Now, where this really sets me off is when it starts thundering and lightning, and we're out there holding chainsaws, one of which is a pole saw, and it's literally what it sounds like. It is a mini chainsaw on a pole. We're literally out there holding a metal pole to the sky with a chainsaw as it is thunder and lightning downpouring all around us. And me and this kid I'm working with are looking at each other as we're like walking by each other, lugging branches to the truck. We're like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, there's no way this is happening right
Money
now.
Moves only.
And we're like, this can wait. Like, call us back later today when it stops storming. Like, this is not to be done right now. So at one point we got so, he's like, I'm about to leave. Like, I'm about to go home. So at one point my manager, he gets mad. He's like, yo, keep working. And I was like, bro, are you serious? Like, I have said to his face, I was like, this is not smart. Like, you are being dumb right now. He's like, huh? I was like, it is thundering and there is lightning in the sky and we were holding chainsaws. Like, you are being stupid. And he's like, keep lugging branches. I'm like,
dude, I would have dropped to the left.
I was like, you gotta be kidding me. So sure enough, we keep lugging branches. Thank goodness we didn't get electrocuted. But yeah, we lug branches, cut down this giant tree, put up this person's fence in the downpour with lightning strikes all around us.
Did the guy tip you?
Better it tipped you.
Bro just sacrificed his life.
I don't.
Man was a human lightning rod for 2 hours just to cut down a tree.
Yeah, it was absolutely insane. That's probably one of the craziest stories I've ever had.
I mean, like, the law firm's wild, but, like, it's just wild because there's the people of Wilmington make it wild. It's not like the
people. Different type of wild.
Yeah, it's a different type of wild because, like, there's nothing that actually happens, like, inside. We had one person came in and he just started, like, losing his mind and said, like, he was just gonna, like, go off because he got divorced and he was just so mad because it just recently happened and he was just, like, not having it. He wasn't even our client because there's, like, two other lawyers that are in the office. So, like, he wasn't even our client. He was just going off and my coworker was downstairs at the time trying to, like, talk to him, trying to figure out why he was here, and the dude was just so mad. He was like, yeah, I'm gonna, like, smash something or something. He just got really mad. He didn't actually do anything. He just got, like, super mad about it, and, you know, like, understandably so. But he was just trying to vent to my coworker for no type of reason at all. And then, of course, last October, not this one, but, like, the one before this last past October, there was a drive-by on the corner, like, the diagonal corner from where I work. Like, if there's a block that's a square and I'm in the top right, it was in the bottom left of my block.
You were telling me about this.
Yeah. And they roped off, the, like, basically, like, the whole street and everything. And, I, like, they needed to let me underneath the rope. Like,
man
my
just
car.
Walked through a crime scene.
They needed to let my, no, they basically roped off the whole block. And I needed to drive my car out of the spot. So, like, they basically had to let me out. It was kind
of
weird.
That's a different type of wild. There were no, because you're the only kid that works in the job.
Yeah,
right?
So I'm the only kid that works in the job. There used to be a 90-year-old lady who used to come into work before COVID. There's the lawyer who went to school with Joe Biden. There's another, like, 60-year-old, another two 60-year-olds, and then, like, Dalton, my coworker who's 25 going to law school. He's taking the bar next month or something like that. Word. So it's basically me and him, the two young kids. I mean, if you want to call him a kid, considering he's, like, about to be an actual lawyer. Yeah, so it's just me. And, yeah, every few days or every, like, week or so, I'll see somebody getting arrested. It's no big deal. Just right across the street or something.
Scenic Wilmington.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
All right, to wrap us up for the season finale, if you could live off of a, you know, less than ideal job or like a random job, what would it be? I'm probably saying like managing an ice cream store.
Not scooping ice cream?
The Dylan Tap special?
Dude, Dylan knows how to scoop some ice cream, let me tell you.
Does he?
Actually, whoa. I should have thought of this answer way earlier, bro. If I'm doing any job, I'm being a barber. You know how many stories you get from that?
That was my other answer.
Barber.
That was my other answer.
That's an easy answer. I'm doing that. You get so many stories.
That was my other answer.
Did I say I would be a bar musician? Dude, play your average rinky-dink bar?
That's good.
It's high-key a better answer, actually. You don't really, because it's not really like, even like you have work to do. It's like you do you.
Yeah.
You just have fun and play music. That's a good answer.
I wouldn't mind being an RA again, so long as I didn't have schoolwork to do.
You just want to be a landlord?
Yeah, I guess a landlord.